Go Rangers.
Go Rangers. Do it again.
I was wearing my Claw and Antlers t-shirt yesterday, as a matter of fact. So
let's go back to the World Series.
Yes. I hope so.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
That'd be nice.
And even win it. Whoa.
But, you know, I couldn't help but think, though, as I didn't say this yesterday.
Yeah.
But I couldn't help but think everyone was talking about how fantastic a night of baseball was night before last.
Oh, yeah.
Because of all the high drama with the Rays and then the
and then
the Red Sox and
the Braves.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But it did make me think that does it not illustrate the point that on that one night Major League Baseball became so relevant?
Yeah.
That the other 161 games become so irrelevant after a while.
I posted exactly that on a Twitter, how amazing it was that we played hundreds of baseball games and it took the last three games of the regular season for people to get excited about baseball.
Right.
You know?
And yet I give you as exhibit A to the counter that Texas A&M versus Oklahoma State, that game counted. That game really, really mattered.
Yeah, really mattered.
And and because of the outcome, Texas A&M and Arkansas really, 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 really matters. And I realize that's because they play fewer than 10% of the amount of games than a really successful college football team still will not even play 10% of the games that a Major League Baseball team will play in a given season. And so it forces every game to count. But is it any wonder then why every game is packed to the gills?
Right.
Is it any wonder then, that you have to, because your team loses, man, you got to wait till the next week for redemption. And that happens in high school football, that happens in college football, professional football. You know, Bob Ballard, if he's told me once, he's told me 1,000 times, the kids get over it quickly. Coaches die a little bit with every loss.
Uh-huh.
And it's because of that, because every game matters. So, and it's why I'm, and don't get me wrong, I like baseball. College World Series is just about as good as sports has to offer. Right up there with the NCAA tournament. But Major League Baseball, at just 162 games, really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's like the NBA. Or the NBA is even worse, I think, because you get less guys there that really care.
Well, and not only that, and the one good thing about baseball, and I was talking about this with a guy yesterday, the one thing that baseball has that no other sport can offer is that there's no such thing as letting the clock run out in baseball.
Uh-huh.
You can't take a knee. You got to be on your game for the entire game.
Yeah.
And it's been proven time and again, just ask. Because they just asked the Tampa Bay Rays about what it means to come back. So there you are. A New Jersey business executive who found himself without milk for his coffee has threatened to fire employees who do not replace the dairy product.
Jeez. There's a boss of the year.
What a pleasant place to work this must be. Guy's name is Keith Zackheim. He is chief executive of Beckerman Public Relations. So he's the chief executive of a place where they need to be nice and pleasant with their clients all the time. He sent an angry email to employees on Tuesday after he found the milk that was left in the office was, quote, and I'm quoting here from his email, literally 3 drops, an amount that would maybe fill the tummy of a prematurely born mouse. I have repeatedly requested until I'm blue in the face that the person that finishes the milk must replace the milk. It's not complicated and is a simple sign of respect for fellow employees. The person that did this is either incredibly lazy, obnoxiously selfish, or woefully devoid of intelligence. 3 traits that are consistent with the profile of former Beckerman employees. I am gravely serious when I write this. If I catch someone not replacing the milk, or at least in the case where the downstairs store has closed already, not sending an email to the office so the first person that arrives can pick one up upon arrival, then I'm going to fire you. I'm not joking. Have fun explaining that one to your next employer. I realize in this economy, one should be happy to have a job. But I believe I would be checking the want ads if that email was in my inbox.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, suddenly shagging buggies at HEB doesn't sound so bad if it has to bridge the gap until the next job. And again, that's Beckerman Public Relations. Here's the question, though. Beckerman Public Relations more than likely is a private company.
Mm-hmm.
Who leaked the email? Somehow that email got out.
The person who finished the milk.
The person who quit. The person who got fired. Good grief.
I don't have much to say. I'm just so nervous. If I got an email like that about not finishing the milk, I probably would be looking for a new place to work.
Well, I mean, because if the boss is going to go off the deep end about that, My goodness. Once again, what a pleasant, pleasant place to work.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So let's borrow a Scottism, let's wash our ears out with this. Who's drinking coffee this morning? Who's got two thumbs and is on, like, cup number four?
This guy. Two. I'm on two.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. I'm slow this morning.
Well, you need to catch up there, buddy.
I'm working on it.
Because that's one thing about having Patrick on the show. Patrick is a fellow coffee nut, much like myself.
I measure my coffee intake in pots daily.
Who's dialing their phone?
Not me.
Not me.
Well, it's not me either, and I hear a phone dial.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep,
boop.
I don't know.
I'm losing my mind here.
Not me. I don't think it's me.
All right.
I don't have a phone in my hand.
Okay. I'm not dialing a phone either. So, overall, about 34% of people say they need Chase's here. Oh,
neither are our listeners.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That's that high-definition radio. I hear you dialing your phone, listener. Put your phone away and drive. Or put your phone away and pay attention to the radio. Okay. Overall, about 34% of people say they need coffee to get through the workday. Really? I thought the percentage would be higher. Because how many people?
Yeah, I heard that.
Do you hear
too.
That? Yeah. I think that's somebody in the hall. I think it's somebody in the hall on speakerphone dialing. So I'm going to have to go out and knock a nod on somebody's head.
That is high definition radio.
See, now I'm about to be the pleasant guy in the workday.
That's right.
The irony is not lost on me.
I had that up, but there's nothing there.
Oh, that's fine. Trust me, our listeners probably don't hear it, so we're just talking out of school now.
We're just whistling in the wind.
Yeah.
Here,
Hello.
Good morning. You guys need to back off a little after that that reading of that guy's problem with his milk. But the same thing is, you ought to think about a lot of moms had said a whole bunch of those kinds of things that they wanted to say like that, too.
A bunch of moms have?
Moms, yeah. If you don't do what I'm telling you to do, we're going to have a serious chat, and I'm going to fire you. And, of course, they can't fire their own children.
Right. Yeah. All right. Appreciate the call. Yeah, but you know, you want to think that your boss doesn't have to be the mom. And I realize I see both sides of that. The boss doesn't want to have to play mom either. But really, milk? Really?
Mm.
Is that the hill you're going to die on? So. About 34% of people say they need coffee to get through the workday, and I think that's a woefully low percentage. And I don't know the methodology of this survey that we're reading from here from our friendly prep service, but the number of people that I see drudging in into this office and other offices I've worked in, I've got any, you know, it's almost like the Walking Dead at that point. Hello.
Hello. Hey, how are you this morning?
You know, it's inside work with no heavy lifting.
Okay, hold on. You ready?
There it is. Found it.
It was you! Stop dialing the phone!